Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, a little bit cool outside, but a great day to work in the garden. Fall is for gardening. Fall is for planting. It's a great time of the year to put the garden to bed. So take advantage of the weather where you live. Get outside in the plants that are done for the season. You know, hopefully you've had a frost where you live. And you can now begin the process of putting the plants into a winter sleep. It's a time for you to plant bulbs for springtime. And there's nothing more fun than planting tulips and daffodils, crocuses, hyacinths, and all of these types of bulbs. And enjoy them in the weeks to come. So if we can help you with different types of bulbs for different locations, then give us a call and we'll work together so that you can have some wonderful, absolutely wonderful spring blooming flowers in your garden. And it's not just tulips, it's not just daffodils or crocuses. There's an endless array of all types of flowers that will develop in the spring. Some for sun, some for the shade, some that you can plant to naturalize an area where you probably had wildflowers growing this year and you want a little color early. There are many types of bulbs that you can plant there that will give you some color, will multiply, will spread, are not eaten by rodents. So there's a lot of fun things to do just yet in your garden. And that's what it's all about. We're here to help you to enjoy your gardens, your yard, before winter arrives. Some of you, winter is something that is just cooler. For some of us, winter is cold, snow, wet. The time of the year where we concentrate on houseplants. While some of you, our houseplants are your outdoor plants. So it's a whole different environment. If we can help you, call us. It's toll free. We'll work together and we will have a great time, whether you're spending your time outdoors or inside and enjoying plants for that purpose. A lot of wonderful plants for inside the house have a purpose for cleaning the air. Things like Boston fern, pothos, Schefflera. Common plants really do a lot of good for cleaning the air in your house. So call us. We'll work together. We'll have a wonderful time. But in the meantime, those of you that live where the climate gets cool, lots to do. Bulbs to be planted, lawns to be mowed, leaves to be raked and shaved. Most of us, in the past, we have raked up all the leaves, put them on the side of the road, and out they go. I don't want you to do that anymore. I want you to take those leaves, those pine needles, and I want you to recycle them. I want you to take that product, grind it up with your lawn mower, just drive over them. Grind them up into small pieces. Work them into your soils. Why buy compost? Why buy peat moss when you have a yard full of the same material? Compost is dead vegetation that has been recycled with the help of Mother Nature, with the microbes, with the bacteria, and you're buying it in a bag, putting it in your garden to make the soil better. So why not skip the middleman, take the pine needles, take all of your dead tomato plants, start a compost pile, and that way in the spring, you can take all of that goodness and put it right back into your soil to make your soil better, so that your plants will grow better. And that's what we'll talk about today. So don't be shy. Pick up the phone. Call us, 800-259-9231. We're all going to work together, and we're all going to have a better garden next year. Now, on your lawn, this time of the year, try and cut it a little bit shorter than you normally do. The reason is, if you leave your grass on the tall side going into the winter months and during the fall, early winter, we get rain, the ground gets wet, finally it freezes, then we get some snow, and during the winter, the snow cover stays in place. You have a soil that has some clay in it, so it doesn't drain. It stays wet. It's covered with snow. When the snow finally melts, what will happen is mold will grow underneath the snow, called snow mold. It's white, and it will thin out the grass. It won't kill it. It will thin it out. So all the work that you've done this year to make the grass thick and beautiful and weed-free has been damaged by the snow mold. So there are things that you can do to help that. If you have a lot of clay, and every time it rains, you get a puddle that builds up in a certain area of your lawn, you know, it may only last a day, but the whole yard is dry except for this one area. If you apply a liquid gypsum right now, your garden centers carry it. There's a website that you can go to order it if they don't. If you can apply liquid gypsum to your lawn, it will prevent the clay from binding together. If the clay doesn't bind together, water can percolate through it, minimizing fungus problems in the spring. Now, another thing with liquid gypsum, if you live in the Northeast or an area where you traditionally get snow, during the storm, the snowplow will come by, add some sand to the road to prevent you from sliding off the road. And mixed in with the sand is some salt. When the snow builds up and builds up, then the plow comes back and he'll push all of the snow that's mixed with the sand and salt off the road onto the side of the road on your yard. When the storm is done, they come back, they re-sand, re-salt the road. As it melts, your road is pitched so that the moisture rolls off the road back onto your property. Now your property has a concentration of sand, which is okay, but salt. If you allow the salt to build up during the winter, the grass will slowly die out. To prevent this, if you put liquid gypsum on the side of the road where the snow normally is piled, as the snow melts, the liquid from the snow will flush the salt out of the soil, and the rains in March and April will flush the salt away from the roots. end result, less grass dieback. So to prevent that, put some liquid gypsum. Put some liquid gypsum in your perennial bed if you have heavy soil. If you grew carrots this year, the carrots, when you looked at them from the looking down onto the soil, had a great big top, and you went, wow, look at my carrots, they're big. You pull them, and they're only 6 inches long. What happened? The soil was too heavy. The little tiny root that makes a carrot couldn't penetrate the clay. So you end up with short, thick carrots rather than long, thin carrots. Some gypsum to your soil will break apart the clay. The clay breaks apart, the carrot grows deeper. You have a longer carrot, and it's also tastier. Also, gypsum will prevent moss from growing on your soil because it gets rid of the moisture on the surface. Less lime is needed. 800-259-9231.
When it comes to lawn care, most people think that fall is shut it down, close it up, and pack it in season. But actually, the opposite is true. Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. The fact is, just about anything you do for your lawn right now will do more good than at any other time of the year. Fall is the best time to feed and the best time to seed. That's because fall is when conditions are perfect for root growth, the foundation your lawn needs for the entire year. Feed your lawn now with Scotts Winter Guard Fertilizer, and you'll strengthen your lawn from the roots up. Seed your lawn now with Scotts Pure Premium Grass Seed, and you'll give the new grass its very best chance at establishing healthy roots. So, put down Scotts Winter Guard and Scotts Pure Premium Grass Seed this weekend. You'll be glad you did all next year. Find out more at Scotts.com.
And I'd give the world if she could sing.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendabite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Soon we'll be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier risk-free for 30 days. GCN listeners get $100 off when you order at breathebetterair.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at breathebetterair.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. Don, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Are you all relaxed now that the Yankees have been sent back to New York?
I'm looking forward to late October now instead of dreading it, so it's all good.
Yeah, people in New England are really pleased with the whole situation right now.
Good. That is optimal.
Yes. We've got two good teams in there. Should be a fun series.
Should be.
Okay, who do we have up first, Don?
Up first, this is Victoria from Rockland, Maine, who has a question about her calla lilies.
Okay, Victoria, good morning. Welcome
good
to the
morning,
Garden Club.
Oh, thank you.
Hi.
I have had a calla lily problem. I've had them for 4 years. I dig them up every fall. And this year they grew beautifully but had no blooms. Am I lacking something in the soil? Or?
What time of the year did you start them, Victoria?
I put them in probably the full moon, right after the full moon in May.
Okay.
End of May.
And they grew nice. Plenty
of
leaves.
Beautiful. The best ever.
Yeah. Okay. The frost has killed them. You've dug them up.
Well, I'm going to probably today.
Okay. Dig them up. Shake off the soil. Don't wash them. Just shake off as much of the soil as possible. Cut off the foliage. And then let them air dry in your garage for 2 or 3 days. Or put them directly into your basement. And then my wife loves calla lilies. Absolutely loves them. And we grow them two ways. We grow them as a plant that's potted. And we grow them directly into the garden. And the one thing that we've found that works really well, the ones that are potted, after we've had a frost, we cut off the foliage. We just take the pot and all and put it on the floor in the basement. We don't take the bulbs out of the container. We leave it right in there. And that way the soil helps to protect the plant. And kind of insulate it during the winter. The ones that we dig out of the garden, what we'll do is we'll take them out, we'll allow them to dry, and then I'll put them in a cardboard box on the floor in the basement, and I put about an inch of either peat moss or compost, something that's got some moisture in it but not wet, because you don't want to stimulate any new growth. So you put it in there, an inch on the bottom, set my bulbs about an inch apart so they do not touch. That way, if one should get infected, it's not going to quickly spread to the next bulb. Then I cover them with another inch of either peat or compost. Then put a sheet of newspaper on top to hold what moisture is there to keep it in place. And then it stays there for the winter. Now, the one thing that I found is a bulb needs more phosphorus than regular plants. So what I've always done is, at the time of planting, I've added a high phosphorus fertilizer, because a bulb is basically a swollen root. And if you can give that root system plenty of phosphorus, it will in turn give you more flowers. So when I plant mine, I use a general purpose fertilizer like Espoma. They have a product called Bulb Tone. So I put a couple of tablespoons into the ground, work it in with the soil, plant directly into this mixture. Then I'll sprinkle some on top of it and scratch that in. And because this is a bulb that's going to be in the garden for a long time, I'll put a tablespoon in that grouping of five bulbs of Osmocote. And Osmocote is a time-release pellet. Looks like a little BB. And I found that if I use Osmocote on things like, excuse me, tubers, begonias, callas, cana, dahlias, that they really, really do well. Now, the other thing that you could do is you could start those in the house a month earlier. So during early May instead of early April rather than early May, start them inside and transplant them back into the garden.
Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of deer scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's deer scram. If you plant the new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wiltstop.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun Club. 800-259-9231. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Michael from Maine, who has a question about winterizing his plants.
Michael, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. About 6 weeks ago, I purchased 5 holly berry plants and planted them. They're doing well. I've been told that I should winterize them. And if so, how do I go about and doing that before actual snow hits us?
Okay. Normally around either Veterans Day to Thanksgiving, in that time span, right now we are finally getting some cooler weather, which is telling the plant go dormant, slow down, go to sleep, you know, to prepare itself for the weather. So what you want to do around Thanksgiving, get a product called Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop. The garden centers will sell either one of those two products. And it's a liquid wax called an anti-desiccant. And you want to spray the plant with it. Try and get as much of the back or the underside of the leaf covered with this product, because it will plug up all of the pores underneath the leaf where the plant normally loses moisture, which is normal. But during the winter, what happens is the ground freezes. So when the wind blows and the plant loses moisture through the pores on the underside, the roots cannot replace that moisture, and now the leaves slowly dry out, and you have problems. So The other day, where the temperatures are around 40 or warmer, apply it directly to the top of the leaf and underneath the leaf, and it will seal the leaf to prevent dehydration during the winter. Use it on newly planted evergreens, azaleas, rhododendron, holly, mountain laurel, boxwood, and that will really help the plant. The other thing is make sure that you've got a couple of inches of bark mulch or compost around the plant. And what happens is the compost or bark mulch creates like a blanket on top of the soil. So when the ground freezes, if you got a nice day where all of a sudden the sun comes up and it's now 50, the ground begins to thaw. But what happens is the mulch thaws. The ground stays frozen. Sun goes down, mulch refreezes, but the roots stay frozen. And that way, there's no stretching and relaxing, of the brand new roots, which end up breaking with this freezing and thawing. So if you insulate the ground, the roots stay frozen, there's less damage. If you use an anti-desiccant like Wiltproof or Wiltstop on all broadleaf, and I also put it on roses and the blue or the pink hydrangea. The white hydrangeas are tough. They'll go down 20, 30 below without any problem. The blue is the real problem. So blue, pink hydrangea, rose bushes, newly planted, and newly planted evergreens, and apply it as late into the fall season as possible so that it extends the time going during the winter. Thank you. We appreciate the phone call, Michael, and good luck with your plants. They should do real, real well. John, who's next?
This is John from Maine, who has a question about his asparagus bed.
John, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm terrific. And yourself, John?
I'm doing well, despite the seasonal dip in temperature. Just can't seem to get out as early in the morning as I'd like. I have actually two questions. The first one is about my asparagus bed, which is 2 years old. And
okay.
I am seeing that I'm going to have an issue with some perennial weeds that consistently come back. And I'm wondering if, with your help, I don't know whether it would be to my advantage to burn that area lightly to kill any of the seed that might be lingering from these perennial, it's a perennial grass.
Okay.
And
what was your second question, Jerry?
The second question is that a few years ago I bought from one of the box stores some elephant ear bulbs.
Yes.
They're about the size of a softball. And one of them did well, the other one didn't do very much, but I'm wondering if I can bring them in the house and whether they'll grow through the winter months, or do they need to rest?
Okay. On your asparagus bed, once you've had a good, hard killing frost, and the foliage of your asparagus begins to turn yellow and brown, cut that asparagus bed right flush to the ground and remove everything. If you see on your foliage little balls, looks like little green BBs, those are seed pods. So pull some of those off, let them fall to the ground, because those will be seeds that will germinate, will make new plants for the future. And that's what keeps a perennial, that's what makes asparagus a perennial, is the seeds that fall that are making new plants every single year. So clean the bed, weed it. Now, there are perennial grasses and annual. Perennials do not die during the winter. So those, you're going to have to dig out. Clean them all out. And make your bed perfect. Put a little bit of compost or animal manure right on top of your perennial bed right now. And as it rains, the goodness will leach down, the roots will absorb it, and it'll make them stronger for the winter. In the spring, if this grass came up and has died, that's telling you that it is an annual. Like crabgrass is an annual. It's all dead in your lawn now, but it's made seed. So what you want to do in the spring, early on, get out in the garden, cultivate it gently with your fingertips to loosen up.
Going live in 3, 2, 1.
Good morning. We apologize. We get some gremlins in the phone lines this morning here. My machine just keeps dropping, and we do apologize for that. In your asparagus bed, what we want you to do is to cultivate it, clean it up in the spring, and use a product called Preem, P-R-E-E-M. And Preem will create a barrier on the surface of the soil, killing any of the annual grasses and annual broadleaf weeds that the seeds are left in the fall of the year. And this will not hurt the asparagus, will not prevent the asparagus from growing. Okay? So right now, when everything turns yellow, clean the bed, remove the top, put it in your compost pile, cultivate and remove any grasses that are there. Those are perennial. The ones that have died are annual, and they tend to recede, and the Preem will take care of them. Very, very good. Okay? So clean them up, put some Preem down, but don't put the Preem down until April. And at that point, you're going to cultivate. And your asparagus bed should last 20 years or more if you work on it that way. Okay? And I just forgot the second question. John, do you remember what the second question was? John, call us back and we'll do that. I'm sorry. I normally write it down. My machine dropped and broke my concentration. Okay, John, who's up next?
Up next, this is Barbara from New Hampshire, who has a question about fall planting.
Barbara, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Barbara?
Good. You just answered sort of my one question about evergreens with that other gentleman, but is it safe to purchase them now and put them in the ground this time of year, because he had planted his like 5 weeks ago?
Yeah, fall is a wonderful time for planting. And I'll tell you right now, a lot of the nurseries are having great sales, 50% off or more. What I want you to do is when you go to the nursery, look at the plant. If it's in a plastic pot, that means that the root ball on that plant is in great shape. If it's a bald and burlap, which is a plant that's been dug out of the ground and is wrapped with a burlap covering, feel the root ball. If the root ball feels firm, it looks like it's in real good shape. It's not soft. It looks real good. Plant it. But before I do, look at the top of the plant. If the top of the plant looks really good, nice green leaves, beautiful looking foliage, if it's a plant that loses its leaves during the fall and winter season, near the ends of your branches, bend that branch to see if it's flexible. Take your fingernail, scratch near the end of the branch. There should be green underneath the bark. If you scratch it and it's brown, or you bend it and it easily snaps, then that plant's not in good shape. So go to a nursery that you've been going to in the past because you have confidence with them. You know, if the nursery is well kept, there's no weeds, it's maintained properly, they're knowledgeable people, they're going to take good care of those plants. I've worked in the nursery industry since 1968, and we have planted until Thanksgiving many, many years with wonderful results. So look at the root ball. Look at the top of the plant. If the plant looks healthy, it's green, it's pliable, you scratch through the bark, and it's nice and green plant, you shouldn't have any problems. Put some compost, condition the soil just like you would as if it was May, water it, and keep it well watered until about Thanksgiving. Okay, if it doesn't rain, bring on a watering can. And if it's a broadleaf evergreen, put some wiltproof. It makes a big difference.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall. This fall, after you put all your gardening equipment, patio furniture, power tools away for the winter in the tool shed, place a package or two of Mouse Magic into your shed to keep the rodents out. Mouse Magic is an all-natural and contains essential oil. Mouse Magic contains no poisons, keeping your pet safe from accidental poisoning. Mouse Magic triggers a behavioral change in the rodents to avoid and escape the building. Also great for campers. That's Mouse Magic from Bone-Eyed Lawn and Garden. Mouse Magic. After you work hard and long to make your yard look great, don't let wild animals destroy all you did during the fall and winter months. This year, use Repelzol from Bone-Eyed Lawn and Garden. One application will last for up to 2 months. Repelzol protects your plants from damage with its unique triple repellent power of touch, taste, and smell. Repelzol is the most comprehensive animal repellent on the market today and has a satisfaction guarantee or your money back. That's Repelzol.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station, but you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCN specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory. No reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver. But don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
In confusing times, would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a one-month supply is less than a dollar per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to Bogdana liquidvitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's Bogdana liquidvitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. Give us a call, and we'll work together to help you to have a great fall gardening season. The missing question, thank you, listener, for talking, was the elephant ear. Now, the elephant ear is a bulb that is not going to be winter hardy if you leave it outside. So, you can bring the plant indoors, and it will continue to grow as long as you can put it in front of a full sun window. So, a southern exposure, and you'll get the big, beautiful, either green or purple foliage, big leaves on the plant. Traditionally, it's a plant that does need to go dormant. It needs to rest. So as soon as you have had a frost, the leaves have all been killed with the cold weather, then what I want you to do is to cut off all the leaves, carefully dig the bulb out of your ground or container, and bring it inside the house, put it in your basement for the winter. Okay? Now, if it's in a pot that you can pick up, bring the whole pot into the basement and allow the bulb to spend the winter in the container. That way, the roots will stay intact, the plant will be insulated with a lot of soil, and the plant will do real, real well. And that way, next year, in, let's say, early April, you can just bring your pot from the basement upstairs, give it a good drink to wet all of the soil, and use a little bit of liquid fertilizer at the same time, something like Miracle-Gro, that will activate the roots, activate the bulb, it will start to grow, and that will give you a head start on growing that bulb to become bigger and fuller for next year.
but it's not a bulb that you can leave in the ground like a tulip or a daffodil. It needs to spend the winter where it will not freeze, but the plant itself has to be killed, top foliage, before you bring it inside the house. Okay? Now, for those of you that use those paper leaf bags and you put them on the side of the road, take a look at a product called Leaf Mate. Leaf Mate is a canvas funnel that is made for the leaf bags. That way you don't break the bags when you fill them. And I've used those paper bags. You push, you push, you push, and especially if the leaves are wet, the bags break, because you want to fill them as much as possible. But check out their website, Leaf Mate, just like it sounds, leafmate.com, for a place near you, like in Maine, Skilling's Greenhouse Terrorism. New Hampshire, Massachusetts, there's all kinds of places, and you can order it on the internet. But what I like about it is this time of year, little branches and sticks have come down. You put the leaf mate in the bag, you put the leaves in, you stick in the branches, and the branches hit the leaf mate, preventing it from coming in direct contact with the paper bag. When you're done, you pull it out, the bag stays intact, and you can get more debris away from your house because the bags don't break. So take a look at it, leafmate.com. Now, our phone number here, 800-259-9231. Give us a call, and we'll help you to have a good fall season. Now, you should be cutting back all of your perennials at this point. Even though they're still green, everything else around you has begun to die back, cut your perennials to within an inch or two from the ground. And you do want to clean that perennial bed. It does make a big difference, because if you had insects in your garden or disease in your garden, these conditions know that the winter's coming. Insects will lay more eggs than normal on the plant in hopes that in the spring they will hatch and repopulate your garden. So cleaning the garden eliminates potential diseases and insects for next year.